Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the Thanksgiving Eve service on Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017.
The Old Testament on this Thanksgiving Eve is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading tonight is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Sky's at night.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanksgiving. What does this mean? I know. We know that Thanksgiving means to give thanks, of course. But what does that mean? Why do we give thanks? What do we give thanks for? What are our reasons? What's the motivation? And where do we begin? Well, how about here? We are trained to say thank you in response to someone else's words and actions. But do you always give thanks in all circumstances? And if not, my friends, why not? That is what the Holy Bible tells us to do. And this is God's will for every Christian. So again, I would ask, do you thank the Lord for his goodness and love? Every day? How about all the time? You don't, do you? Neither do I. And as your pastor and as a fellow Christian, I don't like to admit it. But when Paul spoke about being the chief of sinners, he was actually talking about me. By the way, about you too. Just like those lepers crying out to Jesus. My own conversations to him often sound more like distress calls than actual words of thanks for all that he does for me each and every day of my life. Suffice to say, all of us know how easy it is to give thanks when things are going well, right? But as they say, when the going gets tough, our words of thanks tend to be fewer and fewer until we fail to acknowledge God at all. And silence in times of trouble is not a proper Christian response. But then again, when things get hard, when things become a mess, we don't spend much time thinking about what we already have, do we? We focus on that which we have either lost or don't have. And instead of thanking God for all the good that he does for us, we complain. Why, we even berate him. Why would God do this to me? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, why would we even ask that question? After all, I know that we understand what it means to give thanks to God for all that we have. And it's so easy to do, isn't it? We also understand what it means to give thanks for God for what we don't have as well. As long as those things we don't have are the bad things. Things like illness or homelessness, like hunger or poverty or violence. Why, it's easy to thank God for sparing us of the terrible tragedies that daily affect our lives around us, right? Those things that affect so many other people. But be careful how you do this, friends. Scripture tells us there was once a Pharisee, a prideful Pharisee, who gave thanks to God for not being like a sinful tax collector who stood nearby in the synagogue confessing of his sins. That tax collector cried out, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And that tax collector's heartfelt confession was well received by God. But then again, the Pharisee's words of thanks were not all that well received at all. And so, let's talk about those things we want and ask for but we don't get. Have you ever thanked God for saying no to you? I really can't recall of anyone giving thanks when their prayers weren't answered in the way they wanted them to be answered. As a matter of fact, it's always quite to the contrary. So on this eve of Thanksgiving, it's worth asking. Why do we give thanks to the Lord? Why should we give thanks to the Lord at all? And most especially when things in this life are really bringing us down. Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is nothing in all of Holy Scripture that tells us to give thanks to the Lord simply because he has given us something we have asked for. And I know. Shouldn't we respond with thanksgiving when God blesses us? Well, absolutely. Yes, we should. But how do you define blessings? Do you measure those blessings in terms of your material wealth and comforts? How do you respond to God when the gas tank is on E? When the cupboards are running bare? when you can't afford that thing you so desperately want? How do you respond to God when your health fails or your family is driving you crazy? Do you respond with thanksgiving for all the blessings and benefits that you enjoy every single day? Tomorrow, will you be leading your family in a heartfelt prayer of thanksgiving to God before you dig into that scrumptious holiday meal? Or will you remain silent for the sake of those non-religious members in your family? And will you come back this Sunday to give them thanks for a week's worth of blessings? Or by coming tonight, have you fulfilled your obligation to him? Will you trust him enough to entrust your life and your talents to him? Or are you determined to withhold some part of yourself from him for fear that you may give him more than you should? My friends, Thanksgiving begins here. And from here, we take it out there. So if I may ask, do you give thanks to God for your lives with your lives? You know, Jesus once said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Those who speak their faith must live their faith, and nothing short of that will do. Suffice to say, giving thanks should not be reserved for those things that enhance your material well-being. So how many of you are thankful for everything that God gives to you? But you know, you could be more thankful if you didn't have those bills coming in, if you had another $5,000 or $10,000 or $50,000 in the bank, if you didn't have that fear or uncertainty of not knowing whether or not you were going to get a paycheck next week. You know, folks, giving thanks is not, "What have you done for me lately, God? Give me what I want, and I'll show my thanks by doing this, that, and the other thing for you. I promise." Okay. So why are we supposed to give thanks to the Lord every day and in every circumstance? To put it quite plainly, because we are not the focal point of giving thanks. He is. As that old saying goes, we are not the reason for the season. He is. And yet, God has seen fit to bless us with blessings beyond measure. And I must admit, only God knows why. So if you enjoy good health, thank him. If you are suffering from failing health, thank him. If you stand at death's door, thank him. You have absolutely nothing to fear and everything to give thanks for, because his love and his mercy endures forever. Have you ever really stopped to think about what that really means? God has called you to himself in spite of all you are, not because of who or what you are. He has made you his own, because there's absolutely nothing that you can do to win him over. And he is always there, holding out his loving arms to you, always welcoming you back to himself. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Tomorrow, I would imagine many people across the land will quote this Thanksgiving passage as they sit down to fill their stomachs to capacity, to watch football until they cannot stand it any longer, to be engaged in all sorts of discussions, some which will probably be hotly contested, and if I might say, to enjoy a day off. Many people, Christians included, will offer up thanks and praise to a God who is associated with all the finer things in life, never once giving a thought to Christ and the life that is theirs in him. But does that mean God takes away life's good things because they're not giving credit where credit is due? Did the other 9 lepers get their leprosy back because they didn't offer proper thanks to God? They probably should have, right? But they didn't. We'd certainly like to say, "Give it back to them, Jesus. That might be how you and I would respond to such ingratitude. But thanks be to God, not God. That's not how the unchanging love and mercy of Almighty God responds to them, to you and to me. So let's get right to the point. As we prepare for a day of thanksgiving, I point you to the cross of Jesus Christ. Because there Jesus willingly gave up his life for you, suffering an eternity's worth of sin so that you could have the gift of eternal life with him in the kingdom of heaven. He has seen fit to bless you with all that you have in this earthly life. Not to reward you for being such a good person, nor as a way to bribe you into being a better person. He has blessed you with all that you have and all that you are for one purpose. To equip you. To reach out with the saving message of God's love to all those people who don't know why or whom they give thanks to. For God desires that all people believe and come to a knowledge of the truth and have life in him, which is why he sent his Son into the world to die for us all. And because of the blood that was shed on the cross, whether we live or die, whether we prosper or we struggle in this earthly life, you and I belong to him forever. My dear family in Christ, if this gospel truth doesn't stir up a little thankful response in you, then all I can do is pray for you. And I pray that this gospel joy may be your true and your greatest joy, our joy, and by God's grace, the joy of all people. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and perfect, and yet he willingly suffered the death and punishment that you and I deserve. Because of Jesus Christ, we can truly respond with thanks today, tomorrow, and every single day, because his steadfast love and mercy for us endures forever. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.